Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello. It's Chris.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? And welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I'm your host, Chris Clemens. And as always, y'all are the people. I am very excited for today's episode because we are going to be talking to people about their crazy night out stories. And just knowing the people, I am ready with some popcorn. I feel like this is either going to be so good or we are all going to have collective trauma. But like, what a fun thing for us to bond over. No, but I'm excited about today's episode. But before we get into it, I have such exciting news for everybody. Chris vs. the People is going on the road. Bow, wow, wow. If you're watching the video episodes on our YouTube channel, you can see the poster. But if not, check out our social media. If you think the recorded episodes are crazy, just you wait. This fall, we are ditching the phones and we are going right to the source, which is you guys. And I love these live shows so much, and I've said it a bunch of times, are what literally inspired this show that I'm sitting here to record. So I'm excited. It's going to be a fun little fall. Be sure to get your tickets down below. There's both GA and meet and greet tickets. I love the meet and greets, hanging with y'all, and really, like, sometimes putting faces to stories is so concerning and comforting at the same time. I really don't know how to describe that, but it's amazing. So go get your tickets. I can't wait to see y'all on tour. And with that being said, babe, we've got our first caller.
Hello.
Hey, Allie, welcome to Chris vs. the People. What crazy night out are you telling us about?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. So my hair caught on fire at a bar in college.
Oh, like, okay, I'm listening.
So I went to college in New York, and my friend got invited to this, like, super cool bar by a promoter, and we were, like, so giddy, and we were like, oh my God, so excited, and we show up to this bar.
Is this, like, freshman year? This is giving, like, major freshman year energy.
It was definitely freshman year.
Okay, yeah, I mean, like, I was like, it's either that or sophomore at the latest.
No, freshman year.
Period.
And we show up, and we're, like, meeting all these, like, to what I thought were cool people.
No, I mean, at the time, those people are like rock stars, like the promoters. Like, I remember feeling so afraid of and like thinking like they are the epitome of cool. Like, that's so real. Looking back, I'm like, no, that was a loser with a coke problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so you show up at the bar and you're meeting the promoter.
And then I'm like, you know, like, let's go get a drink. So we go over to the bar and there's this really hot bartender.
There's always a really hot bartender when the story is I fucking set my hair on fire at a bar. Like, that's just how it goes.
I was like, I was immediately smitten by this bartender. And I don't realize that the candles on the bar are real tea candles.
Okay. In your defense, though, it is a fucking shot in the dark whether those candles are real or not. The amount of menus I have set on fire actively at dinner because I thought that it's a battery-operated tea candle, we need to either, like, have it be so that they're all real candles or they're all fake. Because, like, it's just not sustainable anymore.
100% agreed. And, like, I worked in the service industry. Like, I could have sworn, like, that's a fire hazard.
Well, it literally was, it seems, in this story.
Totally was. So I am ordering my drink and he's like trying to like talk to me. So I lean over the bar trying to like flirt. And all of a sudden I feel my friend just like slapping me on the back.
Wait, that is like, I was just watching a video like either earlier today or yesterday where somebody's hair catches on fire and everybody like smacks the shit out of them to try and get it out. And I was just thinking how fucking crazy it must feel to not know your hair's on fire and then all of a sudden feel like three people beat the shit out of you.
It was so insane. And like, I wish I could blame it on being drunk, but it wasn't even that. Like, I was just smitten by this bartender, and I could have sworn he was like checking me out. And now, like, thinking back on it, like, he probably was also realizing my hair was on fire.
Yeah, no, he was just simply telling you to stop, drop, and roll.
So my friend is like slapping me on my back, and I turn around and I'm like, dude, what? Like, you're being a cockblock.
Oh my god, even in that moment you didn't feel that? Like, how much of your hair is on fire are we talking?
No, like, I had hair down to my ass. And all of a sudden, there was like a chunk of it up to my shoulders.
And all of a sudden, I have a bob.
No, literally. And I like looked at her and I'm like, dude, what? She's like, your hair was on fire. And that's when I realized the whole bar now smells like burnt hair.
Okay, I was literally seconds away from cutting you off to be like, did it not reek?
I think I was so distracted by the hot man in front of me.
Oh my god, you were like captivated by this man. I mean, how hot was he?
He was like Zac Efron in his prime hot.
Whoa, okay. I mean, points made, Your Honor. Points made. That is real as fuck, I fear. So like, when your hair is on fire, I've always wondered this. Is it like you don't... Like, you don't smell it? You don't feel it?
I didn't feel it, and I didn't smell it until the fire had been put out, basically.
Which, okay, I guess the smelling part makes a little more sense, because it could be like, who left their curling iron on in this bar bathroom? But, like, I'm shocked that you don't feel that.
I didn't feel it. Granted, I have a lot of long hair.
Yeah, no, down to your ass, I've heard.
But, like, thankfully, it's all grown back now, so it's all one length. But yeah, in the moment, I didn't feel it. And I definitely stunk up the whole bar, because for the next like half hour, it just smelled like burnt hair in there.
They're like, who was this? And it's you walking by looking like fucking Cynthia from Rugrats.
No, Chris, everyone knew it was me because everyone saw it happen. And when I realized, everyone was staring at me.
Do you have pictures from this? Like, is this like one of your like classic freshman year stories that you tell?
It is. It's the one of many that I tell, because as like an 18-year-old in New York City...
I was just about to say the New York City aspect of it is so wildly important, because like freshman year alone, I lived 340 different lives. I was like roofied and in a White Castle. I had sprinted home absolutely shit-faced after someone took my fake ID. I think I was also crying. Like, going out in New York and being fucked up freshman year of college is like, there's a certain je ne sais quoi of you had to be there.
There truly was. I was also like an 18-year-old bottle server, so like, I didn't even need a fake ID to get into half the places because I, like, had befriended the security guards.
Wait, that's a fucking hack. Like, where's that on TikTok? Like, are you a freshman in college and want to get in anywhere? That's genius.
Honestly, the best hack ever.
No, that's genius. I mean, my fucking fake ID was from Maryland, and I looked up the address, and it was a shopping center.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Was yours also from Maryland?
No, I'm from Florida, actually.
Oh, ooh. Like, wait, like in real life or fake ID life?
No, real life. I never had a fake ID.
Oh, right, because you were blessed to be a bottle girl. Okay, not all of us can be that lucky.
I know.
Wow, so did you guys end up flirting more, or did it end there?
No, that was it. I was horrified, and I went to the bathroom and realized I had half a bob now. I put my hair up into, like, a messy bun, thinking it was cute.
Oh, honey, it was messy, all right. It was as messy as a messy bun gets.
Yeah.
Wow. Has anything like that happened to you since?
No, I'm very much more aware of candles now.
You're like, no, I have a buzz cut, and I look like Emma Stone in the fucking Bulgogna movie.
Oh, my God, no. The growing out process was awkward as hell, but... I went to school for dance, so my hair was always in a bun, thankfully.
Oh, period. If anything, everyone's like, your bun looks smaller. And you're like, don't worry about it, Cheryl.
Exactly.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing this. This was such a delightful start to the episode.
Oh my God, thank you for calling. I'm so excited to hear myself when the podcast comes out.
That's so funny the way you just put that. I cannot wait to listen to myself.
I've been such a huge fan of yours since like the OG YouTube days. So this is like such a full circle moment for me.
Oh my God. Wait, when were you a freshman in college? I'm afraid to ask.
2020.
Oh girl, you could have just pled the fifth. All righty. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to go ponder about that.
Oh my God. Okay, Chris. I love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God. I am so jazzed that we have freshman year of college in New York City representation today, because for this episode, it would have been almost wrong to not have a crazy night out story and it not be a freshman out in New York City. I mean, like, truly, I wasn't joking when I said I lived 300 and however many number of lives that I did, because I, like, oh my God, I went to random warehouses in Brooklyn because my friends were like, we heard about this party and we bought tickets, you're coming. I mean, I think about it now and my God, I'm so concerned for myself. And that's how I know what? I'm in my fucking 30s. God, sometimes I miss those days, and other times I am so thankful to just be a geriatric fuck. I really have to be honest. But anyways, we have our next caller.
Hello.
Hey, Taj. Now, I hear you're telling us about a crazy night out you've had.
Yes, I am.
All right. So what happened? What? How long ago was this?
So this was 2024.
Okay.
If my math is correct. And
girl, I hope your math is correct. That was a fucking year and a half ago.
No, I know. I know. It's been a minute. So that's why I had to like backtrack a bit. But basically, I know. Basically, I had these two really good friends while I was dating my boyfriend, who we caught a vibe from. Started something.
Wait. Okay, you're talking in like Morse code right now. Like, I don't understand. What do you mean you caught a vibe? I'm 32.
I know. I'm so sorry. So basically, this started on one crazy night, but it is a story that is over the course of a few months.
Okay.
So I was trying to shorten it a little bit.
Okay.
Basically, my boyfriend and I had, like, our two best friends were a couple. And one night, I went to this disco night at a local gay bar with them and got a little intoxicated and was talking to them about the fact that we had noticed that they had been kind of flirty with us and just noticing, like, little comments that they had made over, like, the last few months of us, like, really, really being close and spending time together.
Oh, shit. We're playing baseball, bitch. Swing, bada, 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 swing!
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fuck yeah. Okay. I'm understanding the catching a vibe now.
Yes.
So
yes.
You and your boyfriend and your two friends who are also a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love this. This is like exactly what friendship should be. Sharing is caring.
Exactly. Yeah. And so like for those few months, my boyfriend and I had noticed that like this was kind of happening, and we had like been making jokes about it, but we didn't think it was actually real.
Just the two of you have been making jokes about
yes,
it.
Yes, just my boyfriend and I.
Okay.
And for everyone's privacy, I'll go ahead and say our friends Maria and Andrew on this night out, it was just me and the two of them.
Got it. Oh, okay. So your boyfriend was then at the gay bar?
No, he was not.
Why? Is he homophobic?
No. He was just a very much a homebody, and me and the two of our friends were like to go out all the time and just kind of like kiki it up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Homebody. More like homophobic. Just kidding. I'm like, your boyfriend's not here to protect himself. Fuck him. Which it sounds like all of you did.
Honestly, no. And he's not even my boyfriend anymore, but oh. And that's a whole other story.
Got it. We don't need to go there, girl. Okay, so it's just you and the couple out.
Yes. And so everything kind of gets confirmed, some of my boyfriend and I's suspicions. And so Marie and I are just talking about it the whole night. We end up making out a little bit and just kind of get the ball rolling.
And how just for like clarity, how are you guys friends? Like, how do y'all know each other for how long?
So basically, my boyfriend at the time, he knew Maria and Andrew for about 3 years at this point.
Oh.
And I had known them for 2 years, and I was only introduced to them through my boyfriend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, you know, how we're all connected to each other. But basically, after this night, it was kind of all like, it got the ball rolling. Everything was set in motion. And a few weeks later, we all had dinner together and like talked about it, which is like the weirdest thing ever. But it like...
Why? Because like the plan left the group chat?
Pretty much. Yeah. We even planned like a trip to do this. Like, we made this a thing.
I mean, like, listen, if you're gonna fuck your best friends... Yeah, go on a trip. Like, really paint the picture. Like, we need more whimsy in our life. Come on now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because this is not just about to happen in, you know, like, somebody's bedroom. Like, come on.
And, like, listen, it's fine if that happens. But if you can go on a trip to go fucking hook up with your friends, fuck yeah. Like.
Exactly.
You might as well be on a gorgeous beach while you're getting railed by your bestie.
Oh, 100%. So the trip eventually happens, and...
Wait, where did you guys go?
We kind of just went, like, up... I don't know where to say this without, like, completely giving it away.
Like, did you go to the mountains, a beach, like...
Also, you went to the mountains.
Okay, cute. I just want to, like, you know, like, every time I talk to people on this show... I always have, like, such a clear visual in my head, so I just need to know the setting of where we are. Okay, so you guys went, oh, my God, you guys are putting the Brokeback in Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, my God, yeah, like, I'm not even kidding. Night one of us all going on this trip together, we watched Marie and I were like, we have to make the guys watch Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, my God, I thought you were going to say the guys started fucking raw. Oh, my God.
I wish. I wish.
I literally was like, shut up right now. Night one, raw.
Oh, no. That would have been amazing, though.
You're like, that would have been so fun to have our own little personal heated rivalry.
Yes.
I get it, girl.
I need my Ilya Rosanong.
I get it. Okay, so you guys go to the mountains and watch Brokeback Mountain on the first night.
Yes.
I love your style, girl.
Thank you. Yeah, so that was like kind of to ease everyone into everything. And we had like kind of like, you know, a little makeout sesh like during that night while watching the movie and, you know, kind of like easing everyone into it.
Are all of you like, this is a random question, but are all of you like straight in this group?
I would say my boyfriend is the only straight person in this story.
And he was making out with the other guy?
No, we were trying to make that happen, but they were making it weird. So, like, we couldn't make that happen, unfortunately.
Why does straight men have to ruin everything? I was, like, so excited. I mean, like, okay, clearly, I guess, like, if they're kissing each other, they're not that straight. But, like, you get what I'm saying, people.
No, 100%.
I would have thought that that would be so magical to see a straight man just so confident with his little pecker. Okay, so... You guys are just making out during Brokeback Mountain.
Yes, just making out, nothing crazy. And then the next morning, we decide for some reason that it would be a great way to ease everyone's nerves to each drop a little bit of acid.
Girl, I mean, listen, I am not even Bob, let alone Bob the Scientist. Wait. Oh, Bill Nye is his name, not Bob.
You were close.
Oh my God, on my children's lives, I thought his name was Bob. Oh my God. Okay, anyways, continue. This is why I don't drink a fucking beer while I record these.
Oh, good. So we all decide to like drop a little bit of acid, which like seems great in the moment. It turns the hookup into, you know, a very much an all-day event.
Have you guys like done acid as a group before?
See, here's the thing. I, at the time, I thought that we had, but no, we hadn't all done acid as a group before.
Who were the attendees that had not participated in it?
So my best friend, Maria, that was her first acid experience ever. And I still joke to her to this day that she has the best first acid story of all time.
I mean, I think I'll be the judge of that, but I'm I'm just like shocked that like I've never done acid because to me, like, I feel like I will be the statistic that catches the stray of like altering my brain forever. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm afraid of it. But like, are you horned up on acid? Like, is that a thing?
I personally wouldn't say so, but at the same time, I have had like multiple sexual experiences on acid. So like,
so maybe.
Maybe it is the acid. Maybe it's just me. Who knows?
Maybe it's Maybelline. Who knows? Okay, so you all drop acid in the morning?
Yes, in the morning. We all get breakfast together. We come back. And then shit goes down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everything seemed very fine. But as like the day was progressing, I was starting to notice a very competitive vibe from Andrew.
Competitive in what regard?
Like just a very...
Like a hungry little bottom kind of vibe?
No. No. Like trying to like... like making it very clear, he's like, I'm trying to like fuck the best and like trying to be more like the man.
I guess. He's trying to be like a fucking like what are they, like the Budweiser horses? He's like trying to be like the cool little stallion of the group.
Yes, exactly. Ugh. He was definitely trying to be the stallion of the group.
That is so embarrassing. It's like, bro, we're all on acid in the mountains, like turn it down.
No, honestly. And like, I feel like I'm someone who can really sense energies, and that's something to me that was like kind of, it was definitely giving me the ick. Like, it was very noticeable to me that he was having this attitude.
I'm shocked that like your straight boyfriend wasn't the one acting like this.
The problem with everybody deciding to drop acid is I think everyone was too much in their own heads.
Well, yes.
To be aware of these types of things, but to me, I'm so self-conscious that I'm too aware of what everyone else is doing and then how it relates back to me.
This sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Dude.
Did anybody finish?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, work. I'm like hearing this and I'm like, I want to leave and I'm not even there. I'm not even at the cottage, you know, like.
No, yeah.
Okay, so everybody's like sort of in their head. But y'all finish. So how did we get from point A to point B?
Like, how did he finish?
No, I know how I know how that process. Thank you so much. But like, how did everybody get out of their head and onto someone else's?
Honestly, like, it wasn't really talked about, like, any of that. I feel like everyone was just kind of on their own until the end, you know? Like,
no, I don't really know.
Sorry.
Were you guys just like, are you guys like, when you're on acid, are you like hyped up or are you more like chilling in the couch, looking at the ceiling dance?
Like chilling at the couch, watching the ceiling dance.
Gotcha.
Very much so.
Okay. 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 So you guys are sort of like that, like MTV commercial back in like the early 2000s when it's like you're deflated on the couch.
Absolutely deflated on the couch.
Got it. Okay.
And so, like, no one was really talking about, like, how they felt about anything like that. It just kind of ended with, like, feeling very euphoric and happy and all of that. But that was pretty much how it ended. And our friendship, like, really continued to be strong after that for a while. And, like, we kept hanging out and doing pretty much everything together. Like, nothing really changed immediately after all that went down. But about a month or two later, we decide that there's this music festival happening in our hometown that my boyfriend and I go to every year and that we really, really want to go. Maria is out of town, and so we invite Andrew to come with us. And it seemed like a great idea at the time because, like, my boyfriend will usually, or would at the time, stay home a lot and wouldn't come out with us. So I thought this would be kind of a great way for the guys to hang out a bit more. And
then for you to, you know, get Eiffel Towered.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I see your game plan, girl. I respect it.
Thank you. Thank you. It did just really seem like a great idea and like a great way for us to all hang out. But basically, as the first night of this festival, like, kind of started to progress, I was noticing a lot of the comments that Andrew was making were going from very, like, I love you, like, I love our friendship, I love spending time with you, to a lot more fishy in terms of, and this is a word-for-word reiteration, if you and, like, insert my boyfriend's name here, like, were to break up, I would choose you over him any day, which is an incredibly crazy thing considering the fact that they'd known each other for 2 years before I even was introduced to Andrew.
Oh my God, Andrew is messy.
Andrew ends up being like becoming a proven like narcissist. Like, he is one of the worst people I've ever met in my entire life.
Well, okay, honey, I mean, he was trying to show off while in a very intimate setting of friends. Like, I mean, that was red flag number one for me.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, like, in that moment, it felt like, oh, maybe my judgment's being clouded. Maybe I'm just, like, not sent, like, maybe I'm wrong in what I'm sensing. And it just turned out to, like, over time, just get very, very proven that I was right.
So how long after, I'm such a fucking nosy bitch, like, how long after the music festival and Andrew's comments did you and your boyfriend break up?
We broke up in January of this year.
Oh, so like a year later.
Yeah, but it was like a long time coming.
Got it. So did you end up ever getting together with Andrew?
No, never.
Okay, period.
Never.
So did you guys ever end up fucking, the four of you?
Yes, we did.
When? Wait, in the mountains?
Yeah.
Girl, I thought you were all like deflated on the couch.
Oh, no. So during the acid trip, that entire day, we were fucking the entire time.
Oh. Forgive me. Wow. Okay, you better work. And it sounds like y'all did a whole day shift. Oh my God. Oh, I'm like sitting here on the edge of my seat. Like, when does it happen? Oh my God. Okay. So you guys like did the damn thing a month later, went to a music festival, and then Andrew's being like this?
Yeah.
Girl.
And he's like, he's clinging to me. He's trying to dance on me, making all these comments about like, basically like how my boyfriend like means nothing to him compared to me.
Did you ever tell your boyfriend that?
Yeah. So after the like weekend of the music festival, like my boyfriend for some reason was just like sitting back and watching all of this and not saying anything, which I'm like, I'm not judgmental, but it felt very like cuck behavior.
I was gonna say, like, maybe he's just like into voyeurism.
Honestly, like, I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but like, I don't know. It was just like the way he was going about it was really weird. Like, you could tell he was like thinking of like kind of steaming a little bit in his own thoughts and then just not talking about it to anybody, which was like really frustrating at the time.
Yeah, no, that tracks.
Yeah, but basically like after this festival, we decided like, okay, we're going to try to distance ourselves from Andrew and like not really associate with him as much anymore and like focus on our relationship and like my boyfriend and I and work on each other. But this idea, like, it sounded really good on paper, but Maria was my best friend. So any time I wanted to spend with her, it was made really difficult because if Andrew was there, it would cause a lot of problems for my ex and I. And so it just like, I could sense like over time tension just kept building and building. And months and months later, like after the boys had like kind of been separated from one another, we end up going, ironically, back up to the mountains for a different friend's birthday party.
Okay, just you and your boyfriend, not Andrew and Moira or whatever her name was, Maria.
No, Maria, Andrew, my boyfriend and I, plus our like two other friends.
Oh, so you do go to the mountains with them?
Yeah, so we, all of us, all six of us, go up to the mountain and the entire weekend is incredibly tense. Oh. Can feel like it's honestly horrible. Like,
oh my God, I thought it was about to be like the last weekend all over again. Oh, it was very not.
No, it was really bad. Like, you could just feel like it was, you would not want to be there. Just everyone was upset with each other. No one's actually talking about what the real problem is. And everything just is building and building. And on the last day, it's very clear that, like, this friendship is not redeemable. We're not going to make it back from this. Like, the four of us, it's like, we're never going to be that group that we once were. And so to tie a bow on this entire, you know, ordeal, the way my boyfriend decided to go about ending his friendship with Andrew was writing a 4-page letter and dropping it off on Andrew's doorstep.
Okay. First, my reaction was, whoa, buddy, that's a lot of feelings. But on the other hand, like, that's a man communicating his feelings. That's kind of beautiful. Like, why are they about to literally become Brokeback Mountain?
Honestly, I was like, this is a very, like...
For a straight man, that is horrifically gay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could write a 4-page paper for anyone. Like, it's just like, if you know, you know, girl, right? Love you. Like, mm-hmm. Whoa. Thank you so much for sharing your little heated rivalry spinoff with us.
Of course. Yeah. And I hope one day that Andrew and my ex end up together, because I know that they're pining for one each other right now.
Wait, are they like friends again?
No.
Oh, I like kind of want them to become like little gay lovers also.
I know, right? I feel like that would just be such a great ending to this all.
It, like, honestly, yeah, that would be an incredible ending. I'm like, text me Andrew's phone number.
Oh, God.
I'll make it happen with them. Hey, remember your friend?
Oh.
Oh, God.
I feel like he would start crashing out.
Oh, and like, I kind of want that to happen, but that's for a different day. Thank you so much again, Taj, for sharing, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, for a second, I forgot what the theme of the episode was. I was like, what is it? And then I remembered Crazy Night Out. That is sort of a crazy night, like how a crazy night out, like that was like the after effects of a crazy night out. And honestly, I would have watched that movie. Like, I have. It's just literally called 50 Shades of Grey. Just, I think, minus the acid. To keep it moving right along, we are going to hear another crazy night out story because we have another caller. Hey, Bella. What crazy night out are you going to be telling us about?
So, I am going to tell you about how I took some hermit crabs to a strip club and got kicked out.
Like, you're talking, like, the animal, like, hermit crabs, not, like, an STI or something?
No, like, the animal.
Okay.
Like, the ones that have painted little shells.
And how did you find yourself there?
So, this was back when I was in the military.
Okay.
And your girl and her friends were strip club regulars. And so there was this one stripper named Kitty, right? She'd always wear these like little cat ears in the club.
Okay.
Me and my friend Brittany were up in Myrtle Beach in North Carolina. We had just come from this club named Oz. We were like at a little gift shop. And while Kitty's texting us, we're like looking at these hermit crabs that are like in the gift shop.
You're not real.
And she's like, and Brittany's telling me, she's like, hey, Kitty wants us to come to the club. And I was like, okay, well,
I got some fucking hermit crabs to buy, so tell Kitty to fucking purr down a little.
Exactly. I was like, look at that one as a flower. Like, I'm not paying attention to this girl at all.
Wow, you just like totally unlocked a memory of like, yeah, like the boardwalk hermit crabs. That, oh my God, the amount, the marketing that those people who painted the shells did was incredible, because I wanted every single fucking one.
Oh yeah, this was exactly that, except I'm like 19 and in the military and had no business doing this.
No, none, just to be clear, none of us had any business getting a hermit crab, like literally not one.
Not a single person. So mind you, like, I'm like, she's like, yeah, you're so right. We should get these hermit crabs. Like, we're getting them. We live in the barracks, okay? Like, we're not even supposed to have these things.
Oh my God. You're like actively serving while getting hermit crabs?
Yes, I was active duty military. I was stationed in North Carolina.
I thought you like had returned home. No. You're getting the base of fucking pet. You're getting a class pet.
Yeah, no, my roommate's in for a ride when I get home. Like,
oh my God. And I'm assuming that that's not like kosher when you're in the Navy.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. You are not supposed to have like any sort of animal in there. The rooms that we have, they're like open rooms. You have like two beds, two desks, and one bathroom, and it's like one room. So this person actively has to deal with my bullshit.
Are you friendly with them?
I was. The girl that I was roommates with at the time, we were like friendly, but...
But not close enough to be like, I got us hermit crabs.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah. Has no business doing this, right? So we are, and mind you, we're plastered. We're absolutely hammered because we just come from the club.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Not the same club that Kitty's at.
Not the same club that Kitty's at. No, we're in Myrtle Beach. Kitty is back in like...
Oh, you're in like a different area.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, we're like in a different area because we would... There's actually a different like naval base, so we would always go to Fayetteville because that's where the Army was at. So, and they're fun.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, we're like going back and we're on our way back to Fayetteville because we're telling Kitty about these hermit crabs that we just bought. And she's like, oh my God, I want to see them. And I'm sure she was just being nice, but in our brains, we're like, we're going to show Kitty these effing hermit crabs. Like,
you're like, oh, she wants to see them mid lap dance. That's exactly what she's asking.
That's exactly what she's asking for. So we drive like an hour with these hermit crabs. We get to this strip club. And if anybody in Fayetteville is listening, the club is Secrets. They will definitely know what that club is.
But now I want to go suddenly and like try and smuggle in hermit crabs.
I promise you, you don't want to go to this club. But we like... take the hermit crabs, and like I had like a huge purse at the time, and they're like in those little like carriers, right? It's like two little hermit crabs, and we have them like in a carrier. So I put the carrier like in my purse, which they're supposed to be checking bags at this club. They did not. They were just like, oh, we know you too, just go in. So we go into the club, and Kitty's like, oh my God, like I didn't think you guys were coming tonight. Like, what are you doing? And I literally like slow pull the hermit crabs out of the bag and I'm like, check this shit out. And just present her with these hermit crabs. So she starts like geeking out and is like, oh my God, you really brought these fucking things in here. So for like the first 20 minutes of us being in the club, like where there's like one or two strippers kind of coming over to us being like, oh, that's the girl with the hermit crab, right?
Not you guys just like having a pop-up petting zoo in a strip club.
Yeah.
I'm like screaming. These people are like on shift and they're like, wait, I think she wants to be serviced. And then they're over there like, ooh, hi, coochie, coochie, goo.
Yeah. We're basically like the stop for the strippers at this point because they've all told each other that we have these hermit crabs. So they're like sitting around like holding them and everything, and we're just kind of showing them off. Well, at some point, too many strippers had come up to us with the hermit crabs, right? Like, they're all just kind of gaggling around us.
They're like, show us the crabs!
Yeah. And so this, like, really big security guard comes over and taps my friend on the shoulder, and he's like, what do you have? And we kind of like, us, and we're like, oh, shit, right? Like, oh. So he's like, what is that? And we're like, oh, nothing. Nothing. And she's like trying to stuff the carrier underneath the seat that we're sitting in.
I mean, first of all, I am gagged that the hermit crab survived the hour drive to Secrets. I'm even furthermore shocked that like I thought I had heard it all and then I'm now hearing about hermit crabs in a strip club. There's like almost a children's book there.
Almost. Maybe not quite, but...
May I ask why you didn't just leave them in the car?
Kitty wanted to see the hermit crabs.
Kitty wanted to see the hermit crabs. Okay. So Kitty saw the fucking hermit crabs. So they noticed that you have said crabs, and...
Yeah.
They're like, you can't be in here with that?
So, yeah, so they noticed that their strippers were, like, coming and not making any money and just sitting with us. And they were like, what the fuck is going on? So they come over, they make us, like, get out of the seats and start searching around. And they find the carrier
with the hermit crabs. And the dude, like the security guard, is like, you brought fucking crabs into the club?
You're like, well, it's better than the other kind of crabs, right?
So that's exactly what I said, actually.
Period.
I looked at him, I said, I'm sure these crabs are a lot more welcomed than the ones that are already in your establishment. Have you seen the men you let in here?
Bitch, you, I mean, did your fucking biggest one.
That was not the thing to say, apparently. And they were like, get the fuck out. Like, they're yelling at us at this point. They're like giving us the hermit crabs and like literally escorting us out, especially because the girl that I was with, she was a little feisty. So she was throwing some hands, but.
Oh my God. So you guys started driving back home then?
So no, we get out of the strip club and she was like, I'm going to wait here for Kitty. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's wait here for Kitty. We waited outside. Like, and they were close to, they were like an hour from closing. So we waited outside and like showed the strippers in the parking lot, the hermit crabs, because they still wanted to see them. And then we went home after that.
And all was right in the world. I really thoroughly enjoyed this story. I've never, and I feel like I can earnestly say I've never heard anything like this. I think that those might have been the first and probably only hermit crabs to ever have gone into a strip club.
I mean, they had a great time. They were vibing. They were out of their shells. Like, they were vibing.
They were out of their shells and on the balls.
There was a lot of regret the morning after, though, because then I realized what we had done, and I'm like, oh, shit, we bought hermit crabs.
Yeah, so without getting into too much detail, how long were the hermit crabs with you?
They actually lived for about 5 years.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You took care of these hermit crabs for 5 years while being active duty?
Sure did. Yeah.
And that's how it's fucking done. I mean, listen, I salute you. My God, that is, I mean, just start to finish, this is the most like Chris versus the people story I've ever fucking heard.
I'm glad I could provide.
Like, I really feel like I hear it all and then I record a new episode and I'm like, ah, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Bella, for sharing this little adventure with crabs.
Absolutely.
God, what a fun night out that sounds like. I want to go out with y'all.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't talk to that girl anymore, but I'm still a good time. Oh. So always hit me up. I gotcha.
Sounds good, girl. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Later. Guys, I love this show. Like, I love this show. I mean, there are things happening in this world that I didn't think were possible beyond the headlines that we already see just daily. Like, that really is using free will to, like, the next level. Bringing hermit crabs? Like, I bought turtles off the street in New York my freshman year of college. So there's my fun little New York City freshman year of college story. And I ended up giving them to my friend. Apparently they like lived for, maybe still alive. I need to check up on my child. This has been a wildly fun episode. I could hear about y'all's nights out honestly forever. I could make the podcast just about night out stories because y'all really seem to never run out of them. And if you're watching this episode on our YouTube channel, be sure to comment down below a crazy night out story that you have. I'm very curious to hear about them. If you're listening to this, be sure that you've subscribed to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. I want to say thank you guys so much for 30,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. I'm so like, it's fun to hit these like little milestones again that used to be something that I like chased like over a decade ago. It's very exciting and I'm very appreciative and I love to see how many of y'all are loving the shows and look forward to Tuesdays. If you have the time, be sure to rate this podcast 5 stars and leave a nice little review. It helps us out tremendously. Get tickets for the tour. The link will be down below. And you know what, guys? I'm going to head on over to the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon. You can join the party down below as well. And if not, I will see you next Tuesday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.